This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters. The fasting of Ashura, the 9th and 10th of the month of Muharram, is something established in the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. However, there are certain practices, even beliefs that have crept in that are not from Islam in any way, shape or form. Certain events throughout history that may have occurred around that time have now become the practice of certain communities. And it is important for us to adhere to the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to fast the day and to understand the day of Ashura correctly and not to miss out on the reward of one having one's sins forgiven for the previous year for fasting the 10th. We add to that the 9th. If you're unable to do the 9th or you didn't do the 9th, it is permitted for you to do the 10th and the 11th, being different from Ahlul Kitab. So certain practices like harming oneself or causing oneself distress in any way, shape or form is certainly not from the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is not the practice of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to behave in such a way. Therefore, Muharram must be understood in the correct way. And any form of shubuhat, any form of doubts that are put your way, it is important to take those, if you do not know the answer, to Ahlul Ilm, to the people of knowledge, so that they can be answered bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, and that you can understand how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly on these days. Other practices that have been inserted, for example, I'm going to visit the graves of certain family members on this day. It is not from the sunnah of the Prophet to specify this time to go and do that, or to have a big celebration. What we were told is to fast on these particular days. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to that which is correct. Ameen. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.